Hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're with me here today on the Erica Glessing Show. We have a very special guest today. You know, every time I say her name, I think of champagne. So her name is Crystal Crawford and she is a fabulous magician. I could really introduce her in so many ways. She's a business magician. She's an entrepreneur. She's a body magician. She has the tools of access consciousness at her fingertips. Today, we're just going to do a little bit of talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. That's right. That's the theme music for this 8 minutes.
Exactly. So why don't we start with an aha moment and just tell me something that kind of shifted your consciousness in some kind of way that stood out for you as kind of a major turning point in your life.
It's funny because the aha moment I had in mind before we started was different than this one. I think my aha moments around the whole topic of sex kind of came in, they came in stages and in waves and with each choice that I made. Maybe the biggest one, and I don't know if it was in particular moment, but was really looking back on my two marriages and the way I'd been doing relationship and really getting that the way I'd been doing it, that was the way you were told you should do it, didn't work for me. And the last 3 years for me have been this like really dynamic exploration into what does work for me when it comes to dating and sex and relationships. And it's funny because we had a bar.
So interesting.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I want to just pause you there because I feel like few places are we told as many lies as this. Like few places, if we look at all the lies we get told all the time growing up, you know, all the times we're told we're not good enough, all the times we're told things about money, all the lies we're told all the time. For women, you know, maybe we're not good enough to be a professional athlete, you know, or maybe whatever it is, it's like all the lies. But when I think about marriage or a long-term relationship, that feels to me like a place that's just chock full of beliefs that are no longer valuable.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're not taught to question. We're really taught the religion of blind faith, right? It's an unspoken religion, but it's this religion that goes, hey, once you make a choice to get married or to do something permanent, like buy a house, it is permanent and you don't question it and you survive it, you cope with it, you go to therapy to deal with it, you do whatever's required to keep it. But you're never once encouraged to question whether or not it works for you. And I would say that's probably true of every area of our life, but definitely with relationships and marriage.
Yeah.
And when you look at the history of marriage, it's really interesting because the way we do marriage now is a recent creation in like the 12 or 1300 century when they wanted to, you know, decide properties, like who owns what. And so that's where this concept of marriage got even created. But it's sort of like nobody knows the origin of the diamond ring or when we started wearing white. Nobody is even questioning the origin of these things that we're just supposed to be choosing that are supposed to work for us. And so my aha was that I don't think this works for me. I don't think my relationship reality is what you say it is, you know?
Okay, that's a lot of fun. Great. So now you're looking at this landscape of, The paradigms that I was supposed to buy into aren't fitting me. So then what next?
3 years of playing the field in every possible direction. I have been on every single online dating site from Seeking Arrangements to Fetish Life to OkCupid to Bumble to Tinder to Cougars Are Us or something. I was 38 and pretty sure I was washed up and I'm like, I think I'm a cougar now. I'll go. So I've literally like, you know, I've had sex with this kind of person and in that situation, and I've done the open relationship thing and the polyamorous thing and the gay thing and the this thing, and just to see, I'm like, so am I a harem sort of girl? Do I want a harem? You know, am I more of a one night stand? Am I like, do I actually have a point of view about being in a relationship? I don't know that I do. I tend to actually come at dating way more like a man does. And I put that in quotations because I don't know exactly what that means, but you know, sort of the Sex and the City model was really where I was at for a long time. And And now I'm in a relationship, and this relationship is very like open to conversation and change. And we just had another conversation last night that was, hey, how do you feel about two lovers? So, you know, I've just played with it, like to just find out what's light instead of what's concluded.
Yeah. I love it. You know, for some reason, what's being shown for me to ask you ties back to the entrepreneurial model. So let's take all this stuff that you've kind of explored and learned, and now you have this kind of, it's like a working knowledge that you didn't have before. Tell me like how that can then shift into series of classes or series of offerings. How does that work for you? Because I know you have such a nice business model in general.
Well, it's interesting because I am just about to launch me as a dating coach.
Oh, perfect.
So that's one way it can, what I always look at with everything I'm creating is what's lighting me up, what's really easy for me,
you know, and I'm like, well, dating isn't something that I think most people connect with the word easy.
No, it's just so interesting to me. Like, it has been so easy, and it has been this really light adventure. And you're right. Like when I talk to most people, they're having trouble with it in some way. And the trouble always stems from judgment of themselves or judgment or the way they think it should go or what they, all this stuff.
Right.
So that's one way it can tie in. And I mean, I'm also doing a sex and relationship and dating class at any point when you listen to this, you can go to my website and find and access. So I'm always looking at those things that are easy for me, that are fun for me, that are actually so easy that it's like breathing, and what I can create from them. And
oh my goodness. You know, I'm just sitting with this and I'm so joyful because I know that there are listeners going, what am I not teaching that I could be teaching right now that for me is like breathing?
Well, and it's funny because this particular topic I've been resisting since my roommate's the one that brought it up. He's like, you know, you should start talking about sex. Like it's, you do dating and sex all the time and it's easy for you. And I was like, yeah, but I don't care. Like it was so easy. I had no value for it. And those are usually the things that I find with people. That's usually what I find is true. Like, you know, it's easy. Absolutely. I don't have any value for it. So.
I know. I love it. I don't know. I've always found writing to be easy, but I've always charged for it. But I have other gifts I don't charge for very easily. So. Sex isn't one of them yet.
Well, and that's you know, that's an interesting thing of just even being willing to charge for things that you wouldn't be, that you've judged as wrong to charge for. And sex is actually a great microcosm for the rest of your life. It's like, would you be willing to charge for sex? And if not, why not? Only to unravel like what you've judged about yourself and why you would never offer that as a paid service, you know?
And the whole thing that I love about this conversation, Crystal, is I can just feel people getting out of their comfort zone. How much fun can we have? You know, the other thing I just feel a need to bring up is like the power of the O word. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
I call it the O word. We'll be iTunes safe today. You know, the O word.
So what can you do with that energy to help harness like more yummy stuff in your life?
Oh God. Well, I mean, I guess the first thing is take it out of just the moment that you have one and actually include that energy in your whole body and your whole life and everything you're creating. Like if you're bored with what you're creating, like that's going to come across.
Yeah.
And that energy, that orgasmic living, like that energy of that's the energy of creation that creates, you know, that goes somewhere in the world.
I love it.
Yeah.
So get turned on. Go hang out with Crystal. she's the best-selling author of the book, The Energy of Play. She has so much going on in her life. So glad she could stop by today and hang out with us on a sexy Saturday. And Crystal, tell us where we can find you.
CrystalJoyCrawford.com, and it's CHRISTEL, JoyCrawford.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/TheErica Glessing Show and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.